There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. There's a praise on the inside, and I just can't keep it to myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on today. Glory to God. Welcome to I Am a Ruby. Hallelujah, Ministry Global, glory to God. Hallelujah, our overseer and founder is none other than Chief Apostle Tashauna Wiley. Glory to God, and we bless the Lord for her on today, as well as our spiritual grandmother, Bishop Claudia Boatwright. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah, we just want to thank God for his grace and for his mercy. Hallelujah, as we come to the line on today, gather in his name, hallelujah, on one mind, hallelujah, and one voice, one sound, one body in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. If you came on the line today, hallelujah, and you came in expectation, Hallelujah. That which you're expecting God for, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to show up and show out. I wholly and fully believe God and his word. Hallelujah. If he said it in your mind and in my mind, it's settled. It's finished. It's, hallelujah. It's already done. Hallelujah. Even before we ask, he already knows the thoughts that we think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to trust him. Glory to God. Trust him all the way. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. I am Apostle Marcia Firestarter Jones. Hallelujah. I am the co-pastor along with my husband, Pastor Malvin Wisdom Jones of the I Am a Ruby Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. Glory to God. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We say God bless you. Hallelujah. We say blessings. Glory to God. We say agape. We say yay and amen. We speak life and life more abundantly to you, not only at this moment, not only on today, not only in this hour, but every day. Hallelujah. Even all down through the generations of you and your household. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're turning your Bibles with me on today, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture and pray us in. Hallelujah. And we'll go along with the program as, hallelujah, as led by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're turning your Bibles today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Book Samuel. It's, hallelujah, 1 Samuel, the second chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read verses 1. Glory to God. Verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. From the NIV version. And it reads as follows. Then Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my heart is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delighted in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you, Lord. There is no rock like our God. Verse 3. Do not speak proudly or let your mouth. Verse 4. Are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Glory to God. I have read for you the book of 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we bless you on this day. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for how you've kept us. We thank you for how you continue to allow us to move and to breathe, inhaling and exhaling on your behalf. We thank you for your forgiveness sins, Lord God, and for that which we have sinned that we have committed, oh God, that those places where we have fallen short, we repent right now in the name of Jesus and ask, Lord God, for your forgiveness, Lord God, knowing that you already were going to forgive us, Lord God, but help us to do better. Lord God, we thank you that you look beyond our flaws and you saw our every need. Lord, help us to look beyond our brothers and sisters' flaws and see their needs, Lord God, and to help them on this journey that we call life in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we speak life and life more abundantly to our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that they need, we thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provides for all of us. Lord God, we say thank you. And we thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals thee. We thank you for healing every person listening to this broadcast in the name of Jesus in every areas of their lives, Lord God. Lord God, even in their health, Lord God, we speak healing in their finances. We speak healing in their marriage, in their ministry, in the lives of their children. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your stripes, hallelujah, we are already healed. So we take ownership of the word on today, and we move by your spirit, Lord God, bless every speaker on the line. Hallelujah. Bless every listener. Hallelujah. Every reader, every hearer, and every doer of your holy word. Lord God, we say thank you, and we declare and decree that it is so. Hallelujah. And that it is already done. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we will have our testimony. Hallelujah. Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel."
But Elisha said,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
Elisha replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
he replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha,
"Tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you?"
"Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit,"
Elisha replied.
"You have asked a difficult thing,"
Elijah said.
"Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not."
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out,
"My father! My father! The chariots and the horsemen of Israel!"
And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it.
"Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said,
"The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha."
And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him.
"Look,"
they said,
"we, your servants, have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley."
"No,"
Elisha replied,
"do not send them."
But they persisted until he was too embarrassed to refuse. So he said,
"Send them."
And they sent 50 men who searched for 3 days but did not find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them,
"Didn't I tell you not to go?"
The people of the city said to Elisha,
"Look, our lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive."
"Bring me a new bowl,"
he said,
"and put salt in it."
So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying,
"This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive."
And the water has remained pure to this day, according to the word Elisha had spoken. From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some boys came out of the town and jeered at him.
"Get out of here, Baldy!"
they said.
"Get out of here, Baldy!"
He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the boys. And he went on to Mount Carmel, and from there returned to Samaria.
Hallelujah, what a blessed morning. Golly, hallelujah, the thing that came to mind, glory to God, as that testimony was going on. He said, if you can see it, my God, hallelujah, when he takes me away, if you can see it, if you can conceive it in your mind, come on, somebody, hallelujah, if you can see yourself having it, if having it in your possession, it's yours. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, somebody better get excited with me on today in the name of Jesus. I'm excited. I can see all the promises, hallelujah, all the things that he has promised me, and I'm watching it come to pass. It's about to come to pass, so I'm preparing myself now for the blessings to come. Hallelujah. I'm going to be prepared. I told the Lord, go ahead and drop it off. Hallelujah. I'll be ready to receive it in the name of Jesus. My faith, hallelujah, is on fleek, y'all. My faith over my fear. Come on. Everything that's false evidence appearing real, it's got to go. Hallelujah. My faith has been increased. My God, hallelujah. Y'all hear that word? Increase. Increase. I see increase all over this line. And watch God increase you ever the more. So grab hold of the word on today and know, hallelujah, that your every blessing is yea and amen, yes, and it is so. And hallelujah, you keep saying, how do you know? Why me? Because he chose you and he said it. So that settles it. So keep it moving in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we've come to a time in our program. Hallelujah. It's our communion. Glory to God. And it will be led by none other than Pastor Malvin Wisdom Jones. Pastor Wisdom, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Father God, we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. It is through him that we kneel before you, confessing our sins, transgressions, and iniquities, which have been committed by thought, word, or deed, via omission or commission. We beseech thee, O Lord, to forgive and forget our contraventions against your divine magnificence. Lead us not to the enticements of the no-name, but deliver us from the evil one. We pray that because of our sincere confessions, the burdens of the falling short of the mark is forgiven and cast as far from the east as from the west into the sea of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace that permits us to be relieved from our proclivities and embrace a newness of service devoted for your honor and glory through Jesus the Christ. Amen. 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 For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You may eat. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." You may drink. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death until he comes. Pastor Dr. Firestar, the microphone is yours.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we've come to a time where everybody can partake. Everybody can participate in the service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's seed planting time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this moment in time. Glory to God. Because when I give, hallelujah, I know that, hallelujah, he's going to press it down, shake it together, hallelujah, and it's going to come spewing over, hallelujah, it's going to come right back to me. I use it for his glory. I sow it because it's his. Come on, somebody. He gave me 100% and said, if you'll give me but 10%, my God, hallelujah, do what you will with the 90, hallelujah, multiply it back to him, y'all. So daily, so as often as you can. Come on, somebody. Even if it's a word of prayer, if it's $1, sow it. And watch God give you $100. It's his kind of multiplication. I like his multiplication, y'all. Hallelujah. He helps me to meet every one of my needs. When I thought I was going to fall short on this week, my God, hallelujah, I just told him what I needed. I said, Lord, I sowed in faith. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I sowed it to you in faith, my God. And Lord God, I thank you that you are my provider. This is what I need. El Shaddai, my God of more than enough, I need you in this hour. See, I learned how to call on him at an early age. But then at some point in my life, I forgot that I could call on him. And I went right back to who I knew and who I loved, who would be my provider. Every time when man said no, God said yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just excited on today, hallelujah, about our seed planting. If you would like to sow into this great ministry, glory to God, go to www.imaruby.com. Glory to God. www.imaruby.com. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're going to click on the donate button that's right at the top of the page. Enter in your contact information, your first name, your last name, street address, city, state, and zip code. Then they'll ask you for your email address, glory to God, your phone number, and the amount that you want to sow. And hallelujah, then you'll click on the submit button. And on the next page, they'll ask you to confirm. Underneath where the amount that you put in to sow, you want to name your seed. Put a name on it. If you believe in God for a new car, put on that new car, because it could be a used car and it's new to you. Ask him for that which you want. Be specific, y'all. I want a 2017 Chevy Tahoe. Lord, I want it to be gold in color. Lord God, I want it to be Arizona, hallelujah, Arizona brown. Whatever color you want it to be, Lord, I need these features on it. I'm telling y'all, I'm specific. Lord God, I'm believing you for my new 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom house with a 3-car garage that sit on 10 acres. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. We have to be specific, hallelujah, in what we're asking him for. Glory to God. Or don't be upset when he gives it to you. Don't despise small beginnings. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. He'll do exactly what he promised you that he would do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And once you have entered your seed, you're going to click enter. Glory to God. And sow your seed. And we're just going to bless God for every person that sowed seed into this great ministry, whether it's in tithes and offerings, whether it's a love offering, hallelujah, whatever the seed may be. But we ask that you do this, hallelujah. Ask him what he would have you to give. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. And if you're a part of another ministry, we ask that you sow your tithes into that ministry where you're being fed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you still would like to give us an offering, glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll be more than glad to receive, hallelujah, the offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just lift this offering up to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, as the men lifted up the 2 fish and the 5 barley loaves and asked that you bless it, Lord God. And you blessed it indeed. There was more than enough to go around. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you were able to feed everybody. And they gathered up the fragments that were left over. So we lift this offering up to you, O God, on today and ask that you bless it indeed. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men and women continue to give into this great ministry so that we may continue your mighty works in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we say thank you for all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that every need is met on this line in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that it is so and that it is already done in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now is our time for praise and worship. Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Let it rain. on and let it bring you out.
All around, nothing, no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. Enlarge my territory. Say, no limits, no boundaries. Said I see increase. All around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. It lost my territory. No limits. Come on, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me.
say what you heard, so you can see what you said. Say what you heard, so you can see what you said. Oh, pray these words, take the limits off, 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 take the
for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take the limits off. Hallelujah. We're all the way up. Hallelujah. Unlimited promises, unlimited power, unlimited peace. Hallelujah. Your unlimited prayers going up. Hallelujah. While blessings are coming down, open doors. Glory to God. We declare it and decree it over your life. Take the limits off. Hallelujah. I see increase. Hallelujah. All around me. I'll grab hold to that, Apostle. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, take the limits off, take the limits off, hallelujah. He just kept saying, take the limits off, and I say, take the shackles off of your mind on today, hallelujah, take the bars, hallelujah, take those steel, hallelujah, girders off in the name of Jesus, and let him have his way in your life, in your finances, in your health, in your healing, in your moods. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, in your feelings. Glory to God. Know, hallelujah, that he's got it. All in his great and capable hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we've come to the time for the word. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It's coming forth on today. Take the limits off of your mind. Hallelujah. As we go forth with the word on today. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. Where we started out. I meant 1 Samuel, excuse me, glory to God, hallelujah, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4, glory to God, hallelujah, and then we'll turn over to another book of scripture and another book of scripture, hallelujah, and I'm going to be speaking with you today. This is Apostle Dr. Marcia Firestarter Jones. Glory to God. They call me Apostle Firestarter. Glory to God. The fire was already lit when I came on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of 1 Samuel, the second chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's appropriately titled Hannah's Prayer. Glory to God. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord." Let me say that again. "There is no one holy like the Lord." Glory to God. "There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." Verse 3, "Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to turn over to the book of Job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Start reading at verse 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Through verse 6. "Moreover, Job continued his discourse and said, 'As God lives, who has taken away my justice, and the Almighty who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me, and the breath of God is in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should say, you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. My righteousness I will hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live." Glory to God. That's Job chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to read verse 7 so you can hear what it says. "May my enemy be like the wicked, and he who rises up against me like the unrighteousness. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he may gain much, if God takes away his life? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him?" Verse 10, "Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call on God?" My God, my God, my God. Verse 11, this is getting good, y'all. "I will teach you about the hand of God. What is with the Almighty, I will not conceal. Surely all of you have seen it. Why then do you behave with complete nonsense?" That was verses 1 through 12 of the book of Job, chapter 27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to turn over to the book of Joshua, and I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going to tie it all together, y'all. Hallelujah. So we started out, glory to God, in 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and then we went over to Job chapter 27, verses 1 through 12. Now we're going to go to the book of Joshua. Hallelujah. This is when Joshua was installed as the leader after the death of Moses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start at verse 1. So Joshua 1:1. Glory to God. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life." Let me say that again. "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. My God, hallelujah. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. Verse 10, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. See, he had already given the vision. So get your provisions ready. Come on, somebody. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to skip down to verse 13. My God, I'll go to verse 12. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land of the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as they fully obeyed Moses, just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Verse 18, whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to, glory to God, go to one more passage of scripture. That was Joshua, hallelujah, chapter 1 in its entirety. Glory to God. Verses 1 through 18. Now I want to go over to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm going to tie this all together in one moment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to start at verse 5. It talks about prayer. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling on like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the book of Matthew. Glory to God. Chapter 6, verses 5 through 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, I read for you starting with the book of 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verses 1 through 6. Glory to God. We went to the book of Job, chapter 27, verses 1 through 12. Glory to God. We went to the book of Joshua and read chapter 1 in its entirety, verses 1 through 18, and rounded it out with Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 14. Glory to God. And as I was thinking about, hallelujah, the word I was going to deliver on today, I said, Lord, just help me, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, tell me what you will to say to your people. Hallelujah. And I kept saying, glory to God, hallelujah, God will provide, hallelujah, even in the midst of the wilderness, even with Job. Think about Job, y'all, hallelujah, and all that he went through. He lost everything. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But he didn't lose his life, and he said, I will live out my days in integrity. My God, hallelujah. And if you look up the word integrity, you're living up, hallelujah, to your word. You're truthful, hallelujah. You're righteous, my God. You are doing things decent and in order. You always do things above board instead of under the table and hiding things from people and stabbing people in the back. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said it right here in his word. Glory to God. And I said, kept hearing the Spirit say, God will provide. And I start listening to Tamla Mann's song, God will provide. Even, hallelujah, when I'm going through these things in life, God will provide, glory to God. And then I heard him say, glory to God, hallelujah, my child, do you hear me? Do you hear my word? And this is what I said, hallelujah. This is the title on today, hallelujah. Father, can you hear me? Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Father, can you hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another songwriter wrote a song, said, Father, can you hear me? We need your love today. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Even, my God, listen to Job as he said, my God. He continued in his discourse and said, as God lives, who has taken away my justice, and the Almighty who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me, and the breath of God is in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. My God, Father, can you hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Far be it from me that I should say that you are right till I die. I will not put away my integrity from me. Father, can you hear me? Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Just think about what Job went through. My God, hallelujah. And he was calling on the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, can you hear me? I need you today in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even in my bitterness, come on, somebody, even in my lack, even when you've taken things from me, Lord God, I'll still not speak words of utter deceit. My God, as long as there is breath in my nostrils, there is breath in my body, I'm able to inhale and exhale, Lord, I'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, even in the midst of my mess, even in the midst of my sorrows, even in the midst of my iniquities and transgressions, Lord, I still will yet praise you. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Father, can you hear me? Hallelujah. And then, my God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. As I was praying for someone the other week, I kept saying, Lord, I see you. They kept telling me that my, hallelujah, that my, glory to God, my sister-in-law's mother was in ICU. And I kept saying, Lord, I see you. Come on, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of what my family's going through, Lord, I see you. I see your hand at work. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. While they were crying, I said, y'all just hold on a little while longer, because all she does is win. If he brings her back on this side with us, she still wins. She overcame the death angel. Come on, somebody. And even if the Lord calls her home, hallelujah, all she does, hallelujah, and all we do is win. She's in a win-win situation, somebody. Come on, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's a win-win. Hallelujah. All we do is win. Glory to God. We're on our way up. Even on your deathbed, come on, somebody. I was sick enough and said, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you will not let me die. This was when I was a teenager, y'all. Hallelujah. And even in my 20s, I was going through some things. I caught the flu. My God, I ate some eggs, and I kept saying, Lord, I don't feel good, but I want you to cleanse my body and rid it from all, hallelujah, everything, every impurity, every infection, my God. Every infirmity, Lord God, I need you to move it from me right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, if you do this for me, my God, hallelujah, I'll do your will. The calling that I've been running from that you have on my life, Lord God, I'll still, hallelujah, yet praise you, and I'll stop running, God. Hallelujah, but check this out, y'all. I didn't tell the truth. I kept running and kept running, hallelujah, until I ran up the road, my God, hallelujah, and saw my life almost be taken and flashed before my eyes, and I promised the Lord, Lord, if you let me out of this situation, my God, come on, I know somebody hear me and feel me on today. You've been there. I can feel it on the line, and I can hear you saying, whoo, my God, hallelujah, she all up in my spiritual business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I heard the Lord say, my daughter, did you hear what you promised me, my God, in days of old? Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, did you hear what you promised me? And I've been saying all week, Father, can you hear me? I need you right now. I'm in need of a financial blessing. I'm in need of a healing. I'm going to need you to shore up my strength, Lord God. I'm going to need you to take, hallelujah, whatever this infirmity and sickness in my body that's on me, surrounding me, trying to take me down, trying to take me out. Father, can you hear me? I need you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I need you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, in your son, Jesus' name. Lord God, you promised, Father, can you hear me? And he kept responding, my daughter, did you hear me? Hallelujah. When I responded the first time, did you hear me? Hallelujah, did you see me? Hallelujah, did you see when I sent? Hallelujah, the finances, my God, hallelujah. Even before you asked, I told you to go back and check again. Come on, somebody. I said, Father, can you hear me? Hallelujah, Lord God, I need you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm standing in the need. I need somebody to pray for me on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, I need somebody to cover me. Glory to God. He said, but you've already got my covering. Why are you looking to man to cover you? Hallelujah, when I've already placed the veil before you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said they came into agreement and came into alignment with that which you asked, and you're still yet asking them to do the same thing that I've already provided for before. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said you named it, you claimed it, you took ownership of it. Father, can you hear me? Come on, somebody. I need food in my refrigerator. My coffers are getting low. Come on, somebody. My tire went flat. Lord God, I don't have the money to pay for gasoline. My kerosene, hallelujah, lamp is almost out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. For those that are older who know what I'm talking about, my oil and my Kohler lamp, come on, somebody, is almost gone. Lord God, don't let the fire go out. He didn't name it fire starter for nothing. Come on, somebody. He knew that this day would come and that this word would come forth in his son Jesus' name. And he said, my daughters and my sons, do you hear me? My apostles, my preachers, my teachers, my evangelists, my prophets, hallelujah, can you hear me? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And we answer, Father, yes, we can hear you. He said, so why aren't you the keepers of my word? Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. I declare, hallelujah, and decree that every spirit of procrastination is broken off this line right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm talking to myself too, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've had the itis and procrastination for a while. But as I sat silently hearing the word of the Lord, I said, Lord, I need to get some more clarification. clarification and direction. See, I wasn't just sitting to be sitting idle. I wanted to hear, hallelujah, more. I wanted to shore up the foundation and hear more of what he had for me to do. He said, I want you to relieve the burden off of your apostle. I need you to take some of the load off. I need you to carry the load for her as she rests, and I need you to pass down that which I have commanded of you and let it trickle down through the fivefold. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. And as I shared a little bit with my apostle earlier, I said, we've got to lighten the load off of you, apostle. My God, hallelujah, hear the word of the Lord on today. She said, confirmation, apostle. In the name of Jesus, you're confirmed that which I have already spoken, hallelujah, to the chief apostle, hallelujah, and it's trickling down through the generations, glory to God, hallelujah. And so I bless the Lord on today. Father, can you hear me? Hallelujah. And he said, did you hear me when I told Joshua to lead the people in after my servant Moses died? Hallelujah. He said, I wasn't going to allow him. I told him he wouldn't cross over into the promised land. But look what he did. He passed the torch. My God. He passed the torch. He lit the fire from torch to torch to torch to torch to torch to torch. And the fire is still lit. Come on, somebody. You're here. Hallelujah. If you can see, my God, if you can see him, my God, hallelujah, if you can see the sun, if you can feel the heat, if you can feel the rain, hallelujah, come on, somebody, the latter rain, hallelujah, if you can see it, hallelujah, if you can conceive it in your mind, glory to God, hallelujah, reach out and grab it, and it shall be yours, my God, hallelujah. She played the best of money. Think about what she said about Elisha and Elijah. My God, if you can see it when I'm gone, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you can see it when I'm gone, it shall be yours. Don't go looking for me, my God. When he moves your enemy out the way, why are you going to look for them? Wait a minute, I got to go see where they at. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, stop going to look for your enemy. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he is God. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. Don't go looking for your enemy. Come on, somebody. He said, hallelujah, in his word, that the enemy was flourishing like a green tree next to, hallelujah, the flowing rivers of water. Come on, somebody. And when you looked around, that they were completely gone, you couldn't find them nowhere. You looked behind other trees. You looked in the forest. You looked along the brush, bushes. You looked in the river. You didn't see anything. Hallelujah. So if he moved your enemy out of the way, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Ride with me on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If he moved your enemy out of the way, don't go looking for him. Just thank God, hallelujah, that he moved him out of the way, and he keeps moving you by his spirit so that they cannot find you and do harm to you nor your household. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said it, and that settles it. He promised you that your enemies would be your footstool. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, read it. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. He said he leads you beside still waters. Go read Psalms 23. Glory to God. Read it in its entirety. And I want you to digest every word, not just the first few words. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said more than that. I prepare a table before me in the presence of your enemies. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So he swept them all away. He took them, my God. Hallelujah. Now he's gathering them together at the feasting table, because now I got something to say to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Ride with me on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He moved them out of the way. Hallelujah. He fed you. Glory to God. When you thought that you didn't have enough money, like I did on this week, he'll send somebody to bless you financially. Hallelujah. Indeed. And people will still be giving without you even asking. All you have to do is ask in my Father's name, and I will give it to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Every person that closed the door in your face, my God, hallelujah, woman of God told me, they didn't call me back
I took her application. I walked it in. Listen, listen what I'm saying. Hallelujah. We just talked about Joshua now about walking into the land. Hallelujah. And then going back. My God, cross back over, hallelujah, get some more people, and go back in, hallelujah, and take them to possess their land, hallelujah. And once everybody's possessed their land, once everybody's gotten their portion, come on, hear what I say on today, once everybody's gotten their portion, hallelujah, I want you to go back and take ownership and possession of your land, come on, somebody, that I have given you. He didn't say you had to pay for it. He said that I have given you, and give to me is free, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, I tell people I'm the queen of free. I love free. Hallelujah. Because whom the sun sets free is free indeed. I lived in captivity for so long. My God. Hallelujah. Held captive by myself, held prisoner by myself for a long time, trapped inside this body and inside my mind until one day God said, let go and let God. Let me have my way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, Apostle, if you love me, trust me. Hallelujah. I've got your best interest in mind. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. And he did just that. My God, he set me free. No longer am I trapped inside my mind. Hallelujah. Father, can you hear me? Keep me in my right mind. Lord God, take this bitter cup from me. And I kept praying and I kept asking and I kept asking. And I said, Lord, why aren't you hearing me? And he said, I did hear you, my daughter, but did you hear when I answered you long ago? You continue to hold on to unforgiveness. You continue to walk in your flaws. You continue to beat up yourself. Even after I had forgiven you, you still continue to walk in unforgiveness. Somebody better walk with me on today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm walking on the threshing floor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're breaking up some fallow ground on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, he said, my God, and hallelujah, and I will provide every one of your needs. Father, can you hear me? Hallelujah. He said, I will provide. So know this on today, that God will provide, and your Father has heard you. The word of the Lord for the people of God on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to turn it over right now. Hallelujah to my chief apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah to give her a chance to get a word in. Glory to God, because I know that he spoke. Hallelujah. And he's confirmed a whole lot of stuff because I can see her dancing in the spirit. Glory to God. So, chief apostle Tashana Wiley, hallelujah, the mic is yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Tashana, are you there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Wisdom, glory to God. If you would go ahead and do the altar call, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Apostle Dr. Firestarter to you, and we pray a hedge of protection around her. We thank you, Father, that you are a wall of fire around and about her, and that you set her your angels around and about her. We thank you, Father, that Apostle Firestarter dwells in the secret places of the Most High and abides under the shadows of the Almighty. We say of you, Lord, you are her refuge and fortress. In you will she trust. You cover her with your feathers, and under your wings shall she trust. Apostle Firestarter shall not be afraid of the terror by the night or the arrow of the flies by the day. Only with her eyes will Apostle Firestarter behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because Apostle Firestarter has made you, Lord, her refuge and fortress, no evil shall befall her, no accidents will overtake her, neither shall any plague or calamity come near her. For you give your angels charge over her to keep her in your ways. Father, because you have set your love upon her, therefore will you deliver her. She'll call upon you, and you will answer her. You will be with her in trouble and will satisfy Apostle Father's daughter with long life and show her your salvation. Not a hair of her head shall perish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, a complete life full of purpose. Here's our opportunity for spiritual growth and development. We have all done, thought, or said unscrupulous things, which the Bible calls sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The result of sin is death, spiritual separation from God. The good news is that Jesus died in our place so we could have a relationship with God and be with him forever. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But it didn't end there with his death on the cross. He rose again and still lives. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We can't earn salvation. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, ask for his forgiveness, then turn from your sins. That's called repentance. Jesus Christ knows you and loves you. What matters to him is the attitude of your heart, the honesty in your heart. The truth is that all humanity has sinned and fell short of the glory of God. The wages of our sin is death, but by the grace of God, we are given the gifts of eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one may come to the Father except through him. Is there one? Will you come? Is there one? Will you come? The doors of the church are open now. We open our arms to welcome those who want to make Jesus the head of their life. Saints, you're welcome to come for prayer as well. We extend our hands in fellowship as we offer to walk down the aisles of discipleship towards the altar. Kneeling at the altar and confessing our sins, transgressions, and iniquities, and declaring Christ as the head of our life. Let us allow him to abide in us as we abide in him. Angels in heaven are rejoicing as we accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Come as you are. Is there one? Will you come? Is there one? Will you come? Amen. There are those out there who would come if they could. There are those who are visiting us via the computer and can only hear and cannot respond. If you would be bow your head and say this prayer with us and accept Jesus in as the Savior of your life. Precious Lord, we come to you with reverence in our eyes shut, head bowed, and knees bent to petition your continued grace and mercy for each recipient that hears this prayer. We ask that we all be forgiven for those sins, transgressions, and iniquities. Search our hearts, O Lord, for these are things that are not of you. for those things that are not of you. We ask you that these things, along with the no name and his minions and the effects thereof, be exposed, loosened, rebuked, and cast out, and sent to the dry places, never to return. Father God, thank you for your untiring devotion of your children. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In so doing, Father God, we petition you to heal the deaf and dumb, the blind, deliver the demonically possessed, heal those with mental problems, raise the dead, heal the crippled and the lame, nourish those who are starving to death, and visit the unsaved and tell them what church to attend and how to get there. We ask you to think through our minds and speak through our vocal cords and share those words with them that you would have us to share with your children. Empower us to declare and decree words that are of your will for your glory. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. We offer Christ to you, O our children. We offer Christ to you for our Savior. He'll give you a brand new life, life eternity. So come on to Christ. We offer Christ to you, oh my brother. We offer Christ to you, oh my sister. He'll give you a brand new life, life eternity. So come on to Christ. Amen. Apostle Dr. Jones, the microphone is yours.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory in this place. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor Malvin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory in this place. He said, is there one? Will you come unto Christ? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's still time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you'd like to know more about Christ, hallelujah, you can go on our website, www.iamaruby.com. Glory to God. You can inbox Apostle Tashana Wiley. Glory to God. Myself, Dr. Marsha Jones. That's how I'm listed on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can reach out to those around you. Hallelujah. To passing by a church, my God. Hallelujah. You can ask those there. Glory to God. We want, hallelujah, to know you, to know him, have the opportunity to experience his love. He loves you. Glory to God, and so do we. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our announcements, glory to God, hallelujah, are posted on our website, iamaruby.com. Glory to God, and you can read more there. On this week, we have our classes at Platinum Ruby University. Any trailblazers on the line? Hallelujah. Blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want to join us for class, glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sign up on iamaruby.com. Let Apostle Tashana know. You can join right in. Glory to God. This semester, we're working on our Greek and Hebrew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're excited about, hallelujah, what we're learning. Glory to God. So, and also, we have a high school as well. Glory to God. We have the information. glory to God, posted. You can go on our website at any time. And if you want to join our Wealthlistic Triune Financial, hallelujah, our financial network, glory to God, you can find that information there as well. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now we'll have our benediction by Pastor Malvin Wisdom Jones and our closing song by Apostle Tashauna Wiley. Pastor Wisdom, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant bought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just excited about what we heard on today. Hallelujah. And I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for the word that came forth, my God. Hallelujah. I take ownership of every word, from the first word to the last word, God. Hallelujah. Know this. If somebody on the line, hallelujah, is facing some things, and he told me to tell you that God has the final say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has the final say. So just speak into the atmosphere and know that it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chief Apostle Tashauna, hallelujah, the mic is yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. My God, my God. All I can say is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It was a powerful, prophetic, prolific word. I don't think you guys even really even, my God, fathom it. But thank God this broadcast recorded so you can go back and listen to it anytime you want to. Hallelujah. Even started even with the testimony. And I was just sharing with my daughters, hallelujah, my oldest daughter when she came home from work, is that I was sharing with her how many times I've taught and studied and learned and even written about the prophet Elisha. But one thing I learned about it on today is, oh my God, his whole subconscious mind shift and turned and transformed and rotated, and he got himself in the spiritual vortex that allowed him, my God, to take ownership of what he wanted. Hallelujah. The prophet Elijah said, what you ask is a difficult thing. Nevertheless, if you see it, it is yours. Hallelujah. And if not, it's not. Hallelujah. He began to see what he wanted. Hallelujah. The woman of God, Apostle Firestarter, said, oh, come on now, somebody, see it. See what you want. See what you want and grab it. Hallelujah. She said, Father, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hallelujah. 1 John 5:14-15 said, this is the confidence, the assurance, the reliance that we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, we know. Come on now, somebody. We know that he hears us. And since we know that we're here, we know we're going to take ownership and attain what we ask for in prayer. So all I can say is this is a powerful message. Hallelujah. She even began to say, if you, my God, I haven't heard the kerosene oil in a long time. Hallelujah. My God, my ancient used to talk about that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, whatever it is you need, whatever it is that you desire, the woman of God, let us know that we can take ownership of it. So I decree and declare and restore back into you, Apostle Firestarter, all that you poured out on today, every word, every teaching, every scripture, every, my God, promise of God that you've spoken on today. I decree and declare that it comes back into your life a thousandfold according to the word of God, that it multiplies, hallelujah, that multitudes of millennium of the heavens begin to pour and deposit back into you. I decree and declare an overflow, hallelujah, that you will see, hallelujah, with your own eyes, the perception that God has for your life. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, have it entered the hearts of men, the manifestation, the millenniums, the overflow, the movement that God is allowing to come into your life. I decree and declare apostolic dividends and royalties into your life in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare it manifests now. I decree and declare and Oh, God, activate and command and charge Raziel, the angel of mysteries, to, my God, to bestow mysteries of the heavenlies upon your life in the name of Jesus. Not one word will fall to the ground. Hallelujah. You all may have a supersonic, supernatural, miracle, supertastic supremacy Sunday on purpose. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The mic is yours, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah. I can see it. Hallelujah. I can see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I take ownership of every word, and I say to God be the glory. Hallelujah, because it's all for him. Hallelujah. I never do nothing for show, fortune, or for fame. I do it in his son, Jesus' name. Glory to God, as he called me to do. Glory to God. So I just bless the Lord for the opportunity. Hallelujah, for you opening the doors to give me the opportunity to bring the word. Hallelujah, even when there's people who don't believe that women should be bringing the word, you still yet allow me to bring, hallelujah, God's word to the people of God. Hallelujah, and I say blessings to you. Glory to God and every person on this line. Pastor Wisdom, thank you for having my back. Hallelujah, co-pastoring with me. Glory to God, hallelujah, praying with me, praying for me. Hallelujah, speaking words of life to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for allowing me to get my rest. Hallelujah, even when I don't rest, he still allows me to rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah, so just excited, glory to God, about today and what's going to take place in the future. Hallelujah, and I say this to you, I'll see you in the future. Glory to God. Apostle T, hallelujah, go ahead and close us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift your name up, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for failure is not an option, defeat is past tense, all we do is win. Wealth increases now, wisdom increases, new beginnings in our life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, just for your presence. We thank you for your word already being spoken, oh God. We thank you for every single promise, oh God. We thank you that everything is just manifesting, God. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, oh God, for something new taking place, God. This is the month, oh God, of fifth, God. Oh, my God, it's a month of rule, reign, oh, God, regenerate, oh, God. Oh, God, I decree and declare, God, that everyone is listening to the sound of my voice and to this broadcast, oh, God, that they will know that this is the month that they rule, they reign, they regenerate, and they replenish, oh, God, in everything in the area of their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We love you so much, God. We thank you, oh, God, for your grace, your heavenly bliss, oh, God, just because it is the fifth month. We thank you, oh, God, for your favor. We thank you, oh, God, for just, my God, you being God. We thank you, God, for being Elohim, oh, God, the God of the universe, and that you speak everything into existence. We thank you for hovering around us. Spirit of the Lord, hover upon us, oh, God. Hover around us, hover through us, oh, God. Have your way in us, oh, God. We love you, we honor, we adore you, we magnify you. God, we thank you, oh, God, that everything we want, need, and desire is already here. It's already here, God. Heaven, oh, God, empowers realms every day. We thank you, oh, God, for empowering realms every day on our behalf, God. We love you, we honor, we adore you, and we magnify your name. And not one word will fall to the ground. And what do we say when we get off? We're going to listen to the closing song, Agape. Hallelujah.
Agape.
Agape.
PDA, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
What do we say when we get off the air? Agape!